Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And I am very excited today to have Mr. Dave Olson with North Star Payroll, who is filling in today in volunteer capacity, as you said,
right,
as the Vice President, President-elect for the Marietta Business Association. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Good. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad that we all get to learn a little bit more about the Marietta Business Association. Because my goal here is to let business owners and the community of Cobb County know about things that are going on right in their backyard.
Okay.
So a lot of people may be aware of Marietta Business Association. And for those that aren't, we will be glad to educate them today, right?
Absolutely.
Great. So if you can just give us a little bit of information about Marietta Business Association.
All right. Glad to. Yeah. I think probably a good starting point is sometimes people wonder what exactly is a business association.
Right.
And when you break it down, all it boils down to is it's a bunch of business people getting together, working together for their mutual benefit as business people in an area. So, you know, with that as a starting point, then there's lots of things that a business association can do. Probably one comparison that a lot of people would understand is the comparison to a chamber of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a little bit of similarity. There's some differences too, but business association and sort of our view of what we try to do and what we're here for is to help each other to grow business opportunities in our community.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you guys do some things with Marietta Square, with mm-hmm. some other local businesses, lawyers, and things like that in the community. What type of things do you have going on?
Well, we've got a lot going on, and probably a good place to start is to address what is both an element of what we do and sometimes a misconception that people have that it's the only thing we do,
mm-hmm.
which is networking.
Mm-hmm.
Networking really is just talking about people getting together, building relationships. And so, yeah, that is a part of what we do, is to provide that setting, those mm-hmm. opportunities for people to build the relationships. But when you think about it from that broader perspective of driving and helping grow business opportunities, there's lots of other things you can do as well, because any community, and Marietta is a great example because it's a community with a lot of history and a lot of pieces that make mm-hmm. it up. Any community is going to have different kinds of groups and activities.
Mm-hmm.
One other comparison or differentiation is versus what is a civic group, as some people call them, like a Rotary Club or a Kiwanis Club or whatever, because those quite often are made up of business people that get together.
Right.
But the focus of those groups is more on the civic side of the activities, and they do great stuff. Absolutely, I'm in favor of them. They just have a little different focus.
Mm-hmm.
So the business associations bring people together. And when we move beyond the networking, there's also maybe one way to capture it is in the slogan that Marietta Business Association is using this year, which is that we're here to inform, inspire, and influence.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we break those down, there's I guess you could call it the education component of it, particularly for small to medium-sized businesses in the community. They're always looking to learn more about how can I succeed in my business
mm-hmm.
and what's going on around me in the community. And so that's a component of it is, the programs, the educational sessions and things mm-hmm. like that we do. And then there's also influencing and reaching out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways we've done that in Marietta is to proactively reach out in a I guess I'll call it a helping hand kind of way working together with the city, with the merchants groups such as around the square in Marietta, and finding ways to create some, I'll call it synergy or mm-hmm. cross-fertilization, mm-hmm. you know, ways to do things to help each other. Any volunteer organization always needs more resources.
Right.
And so if we help each other, then
makes
we,
it easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that synergy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and I was really surprised, I mean, a really good surprise, when I came to your recent luncheon, to mm-hmm. the MBA luncheon, I believe that was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to several other luncheons for business associations, and I was telling you before we got started that I was so surprised at the number of people that were at your luncheon. So, obviously, you guys are doing something right. You have numbers like that. So, apparently... Apparently, everyone is doing something right.
Yeah, we've been working at it, and it seems to be growing and working. So that's
mm-hmm,
a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a good leadership team. Of course, MBA is led by Julie Michaels, our president this year, mm-hmm. and I'm privileged to be the vice president.
She's such a sweet person.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And along with the rest of the leadership team, it's putting ideas together,
right?
And saying, all right, what can we do along these goals, these channels that we have that is going to add value for people.
Right.
So like the meeting you mentioned where we had a panel of fairly well-recognized local successful small
right.
businesses.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to hear people, to understand their personalities, the challenges they've had.
Mm-hmm.
That's a learning process for
right.
all of us.
You right,
know, to learn from what others have experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how often do you have luncheons?
The luncheons are once a month mm-hmm. on the second Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a regular feature. And we try to give some variety to it. We are involved from a civic perspective in the community as well. So one area that we're active in is around education.
Mm-hmm.
And one special event that we did working together with Marietta High School a little over a month ago, back in April, was a career day type of event. And one of our members, David McDonough, did a lot of the legwork along with the committee to put that together. And so we were able to bring in, I think it was somewhere around 40 different business people to have tables, to be there as a resource for the high school kids to come in and ask about different types of careers and businesses and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that opportunity to influence in the community mm-hmm. in that way as well through mm-hmm. the education system.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what other events do you guys have on your agenda for this year?
Sure. Well, we have some regular opportunities, which are along the networking line that mm-hmm. we talked about, which would include a June, we call it Networking Opportunity Weekly, mm-hmm. or NOW,
mm-hmm.
Every Thursday afternoon at the library on Roswell Street. And that's a good, I'll call it an entry point for people that are just getting acquainted with the business community and with the business association and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So on a weekly basis, there is almost always some fresh faces there of people that they may be just getting started, or they may be sort of changing direction and trying to find some new contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that one is a very regular event that provides good opportunities. And then a couple of other things we do, which a fair number of the business associations will do, is a monthly after hours type of event.
Mm-hmm.
We'll quite often do them joint with some other business associations as well,
mm-hmm.
So that we can cross-fertilize across
mm-hmm.
our county area. Or sometimes for special events, such as the first week of May, not long ago, was National Small Business Week.
Right.
And we worked together with the city, and Alvin Huff in the Economic Development Department there did a great job planning out some programs, one of which happened to be sort of the culmination was an after hours event on the top level at the Strand, right on the corner of the square. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it was a great evening. You know, sunshine, nice mm-hmm. and warm, and so we try to be creative with finding different ways to bring people together. Now, of course, you always have the challenge that depending on your business that you happen to be in, you can't get to everything.
Right.
You
know, right.
Nobody can.
You'd go crazy, trying to get everywhere.
So from a schedule perspective, we try to offer alternatives, too, for bringing people together. And so another example of that is that on a quarterly basis, whenever there's a fifth Thursday in a quarter, mm-hmm. We'll have a morning event at various locations. And sometimes we'll try to put things like that in a location that brings attention to something in our community. Mm-hmm. And in April, we had that type of an event. And we'll have another one, I think it's in July, if I remember the months correctly. Mm-hmm. We try through, whether it's after hours or the morning events or whatever, to also bring in the aspect of the charitable type organizations, the mm-hmm. nonprofit organizations in our community, because that's part of a healthy community.
Right.
And so... we recently did an event, for example, at the Atlanta Pet Rescue facility down on Atlanta Road, mm-hmm. and that was a really neat experience for the people that were able to visit there and see something that's going on in
right.
our community. Or there's Alive Ministries. We've had an event over there back in the fall. Mm-hmm. Off of the South Loop, and mm-hmm. They do a lot of outreach in the schools with helping with getting food to families that need it and that
nice.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that interaction within the community mm-hmm. that we just look for having multiple ways to help drive that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you may have answered this because I know you said you did some things mm-hmm. with the Marietta City Schools, but what is your relationship or the MBA's relationship with the city?
Well, I guess I'd call it it's an informal working relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, it's built on people working with people. And of course, from the perspective of the city and the association, sort of the key relationship is with the Economic Development Department. Mm-hmm. Because their mission, of course, is to keep bringing business in and mm-hmm. growing the business community. And so we've been working together with them to help further that mission. One example, another activity that is ongoing, which we started, I think it was around this time last year, was doing ribbon cuttings for mm-hmm. new businesses. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, we've got one coming up tomorrow afternoon. What is today? Today's Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm. I had to think about it.
Yeah, Thursday afternoon at 4:45, mm-hmm. if you all want to come out. It's at a new store just off the square called Square Threads.
Oh, cute name.
Yeah.
Play on words, right?
Yeah, right. And so that's one thing that we do just to help drive visibility to new businesses around the area. And it's a collaborative effort with the Economic Development Department mm-hmm. and the mayor and so on. The council members have been very supportive getting out to a number of those. And so we try to find those ways of, you know, give a little push here, a little push there,
right.
you know, help keep driving opportunity and visibility.
Yeah. And that's really important. I like that you offer that education because so many people a lot of times are just so excited. I'm a business owner. I'm opening mm-hmm. a new business and I'm going to go to this networking event and try to make this and that. But it's really important for people to get that education, because without that education and without knowing what's going on in your community, you're kind of setting yourself up mm-hmm. for failure.
Yeah, absolutely. I know as I was chatting with you before the show, you know, I went through that cycle myself mm-hmm. when I started my business and was starting from a point where I was sort of an outsider in a sense. Mm-hmm. I moved to the area, didn't really know people in the local business community, mm-hmm. and you sort of ask yourself, okay, you know, where do we go now
right.
to make connections? And And that's definitely one of the roles that the business associations provide is within the local communities all around the county. It gives you that connecting point.
Right.
And you know, some people, I think at times, look at it as a business association versus the Cobb Chamber, for example. Well, it's not. It's sort of both have their roles.
Right.
And we work together, and it depends a little bit on the nature of your business as to, you know, what works best for you.
Right.
Some businesses are very focused to a specific community. You know, others are broader, and so you look at all those factors and take advantage of the opportunities they provide.
Right. Because you aren't, I guess you don't have an issue with the chamber because the chamber just had that event last week, the expo, and all of the Cobb area business associations had a presence there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I certainly give give some credit to the chamber and the efforts they've made over the past few years to make it a collaborative effort with the business associations. Because frankly, Cobb County is a big county.
Yeah, it really is. I'm realizing that more and more every day as I try to cover things that are going on in Cobb County.
Yeah. So with you know, with Marietta Business Association, it just gives us the ability to focus in on that specific community and drive the opportunities there.
So there are a lot of big things going on in Cobb County right now. I mean, one, the Braves, their relocation to Cobb County, and then some different things going on Franklin Road. How do you think those things are going to impact the business community in Cobb County?
Well, I think the simplest answer to that is opportunity. And as with any opportunity, it depends on what you do with it.
Right. That makes it, whether it's a good opportunity or a bad opportunity, it all depends upon how you act upon that opportunity.
Exactly. So the, as you mentioned, using the Franklin Road area as an example, you know, the city has made some, you know, some bold decisions to put some money and some effort into saying, all right, we have an area here that has a lot of potential to be an area where business can grow and help drive opportunities in the community. And so some things are starting to happen there. That actually, I think, I'm pretty sure it became public before the whole Braves announcement became public. So the two ended up having sort of a interesting interaction with each other because they're not that far apart. But that's one of the things that as an association we're looking at and saying, all right, you know, what are the needs in our larger community? You know, Marietta has a great core, you know, the square and the area around it, and we love it. We work together with the people there, but it's also a big community, and and so it's got multiple parts and things going on, and that's one of our challenges we've been discussing as a business association is how do we help? You know, how do how do we have an impact from that larger perspective?
Much going on.
Now,
what types of businesses belong to the association, and why do you think they choose MBA?
Yeah, it's an interesting mix because there are certainly a lot of small business people that that do it because, you know, they want to build relationships and are looking for connections and so on. There's a number of mid and fairly large organizations as well. One example of one of those larger organizations that has become active with MBA is Six Flags. You know, that in and of itself is a large business.
That's awesome.
And we're, you know, we're glad to have them involved with us. Organizations, of course, like Wellstar and Cobb EMC and so on have been great supporters and you know, they're broad-based community organizations that do it, I think, for multiple reasons. One, you know, maintaining the visibility in across their service area, and also it's a way for them to give back and be involved in the local business community. From types of businesses, it's all types. You know, anything from the typical service businesses of, you know, of law, accounting, insurance, mm-hmm. financial planning, and so on, to you know, a variety of different retail and more product-based businesses. Mm-hmm. And we try to find ways to provide something for each one of those. Just as we talked earlier, some of that is revolves around scheduling of, mm-hmm. you know, what can you provide for people at a time that they mm-hmm. can take advantage of. But it's also in our programming, like with the monthly lunches. We mentioned the recent lunch, which was focused around mm-hmm. around small businesses that have grown and succeeded just within the past few years. This next month, coming up on I believe it's the 8th of June, mm-hmm. is going to be a totally different kind of focus around tourism, and we're going to have some fairly large organizations that'll be represented on the panel. One being the Braves that we just mentioned, mm-hmm. And also one of the other significant sports related developments being Lake Point, just mm-hmm. up the road a few miles off 75. And then the High Museum. So it'll be sort of a cross section of different types of stay at home tourism kind of opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Little staycations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did a similar kind of panel last June, and it was very very popular. Mm-hmm. And we try to change it up each time so that people are getting exposure to what's here around, or in and around our communities mm-hmm. That we can take advantage of. Mm-hmm. So broad variety of who's involved in MBA. Mm-hmm.
So that, I guess, just to let the listeners know, there's no business too small and there's no business too big, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, I know you may be a little biased as the vice president and president-elect, but what do you feel is the biggest advantage of being a member of MBA as opposed to another business association?
Well, I think the advantages are number one, that you know, Marietta is sort of a core location, you know, within the area, mm-hmm. and so it's a little bit of a, you know, a crossroads or meeting point kind of place. Mm-hmm. So that's a built-in advantage of that we have with this association, and so that's one of the things that we, you know, we want to try and make that worthwhile to people, mm-hmm. to take advantage of that. I mean, we have good collaborative relationships with all the other business associations, mm-hmm. and there are plenty of reasons that you know, somebody may be involved in more than one. I am myself, mm-hmm. actually, because nature of my business is that I'm active in several communities. Mm-hmm. But Marietta has just a number of events and drawing cards that naturally bring people there, mm-hmm. And so it's an opportunity to be a part of that and to build your reputation, your exposure, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things that you've probably seen this in various groups and organizations that you've visited, that, you know, sometimes people come and they go,
right?
And they say, "Oh, I didn't get anything out of that," because they showed up once,
right?
and it's like anything. You have to choose. You know, am I going to spend some time building some relationships here? Mm-hmm. That's what makes, whether it's MBA or whether it's the chamber or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what really makes it beneficial, mm-hmm. is that you put into it what you expect to get out of it.
To make it work for you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yep. Well, if our listeners want to know more about the Marietta Business Association and some of the upcoming events, how can they find out more?
Of course, the starting point is always the website, mm-hmm. MariettaBusiness.biz. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage people to go there. We have a place right on the page on the site where you can sign up for email notifications. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's the the Facebook page and the Twitter and
all that social media stuff.
So, yeah, if you look for Marietta Business Association, you'll find multiple ways. But I would really encourage people to sign up for the email notifications. Really, is the easiest way to make sure that you're not missing things, because there's always new opportunities popping up. You know, for example, we talked about the ribbon cuttings as an example. It's been an interesting dynamic. It started out, we were just trying to do it as a way to support the local businesses opening up. And we made an effort to schedule them. They're usually late Thursday afternoon, right after the Thursday afternoon networking meeting. We invite everybody to come. And
we just keep the party going, right?
We keep the party going, and it's been great because it, you know, it has tended to bring a crowd to the ribbon cutting, which the merchants love,
right?
And but those kinds of things sometimes will crop up from week to week. So, you know, going back to keeping up on what's going on. If you're not getting the notifications, then something may slip right by you, and you know, and it may be maybe somebody you'd really like to meet, and. And that's one of the dynamics of being involved also, is that if you want to find an opportunity to build or to build an opportunity with someone, best way to do it is to first build a relationship with them.
Definitely.
And so if you can do it in this, I'll call it the non-threatening environment, of business association events, you have a much more open door to be able to then say, hey, you know, let's sit down and understand what we're each doing here and if there's ways to help each other.
Definitely. So I encourage everyone listening to check out the Marietta Business Association. It's definitely a gem in your backyard in Cobb County. So thank you again for joining us.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll see you again soon as you come on to tell us about North Star Payroll. Right.
I'd be glad to come back and do
that. And also, I'm excited to have you guys as a guest again next month to tell us about some different things that you have going on, some changes. Just really excited to work with you guys.
Great. I appreciate it. We look forward to your presence in Cobb County.
Thank you. So this is Lanice Williams signing off for another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time. We'll be right back.